this morning. John, if I hand you the mic, would you pray over the word?
Lord, we thank you for the word that you've brought to Pastor Mike to bring this morning. We just ask you to speak through him, speak to our hearts, and just bless this time. And just make your presence known. And just to help us to see you and know you and love you better today because of this word. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, before we start the sermon, I have an announcement to make. You have to vote on Tuesday. We have a responsibility in this country, and voting is one way we can influence the outcome. We can change what's happening because of our votes. Amen. I can't stress it enough. Vote. If you haven't already voted, vote. If you voted already, then vote again. No, I can't do that. You can challenge some others to vote, to let their voice be heard. You need to vote. Amen? And you need to vote from a biblical perspective. You need to take what God is doing into account when you are voting. Amen? So vote. Just do it. So on to the message. Amen. I'm here today to proclaim to you that Jesus Christ has come into this house this morning. He is here to meet you, and whatever you need, he brought it with him. Amen. He is the answer to what you're looking for. He really is. He really is. If you need salvation, he has that to give. If you need hope, he has that to give. If you need healing, he brought it with him. If you need freedom, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Whatever it is you need, he has it with him, and he is here. Amen. He died to give you life. He became poor so you could become rich. He became sin that you could become righteous. He became sickness. He bore stripes for your healing. He is here today, and he is here to meet your needs. I can personally guarantee to you that Jesus is here today, because I'm here. It may sound funny, but it's true. It is. And wherever I go, he goes. Did you know that? Wherever I go, he goes. And wherever he goes, I go. He is always present wherever and whenever I'm at. Wherever I'm at. And I'm always present wherever he is at. So I can guarantee you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, no questions asked, that Jesus Christ is here today for you. He wants to meet with you, and he has his compassion flowing and his power available to meet your needs. Amen? He's here for you. He doesn't just want to speak over you. He wants to release his power into your life. He's here to meet your need. He's here to answer your request. He is here. And I can say that, but you know what? You can say that too. Wherever you go, Jesus goes. Think about that for a second. Wherever you go, he goes. Anywhere you are, he is ready to touch people there. He's ready. He's willing, and he's able. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 through 20, it says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit, that you would be strengthened with might through his spirit. Amen? In the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be, listen to this phrase, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Astounding. And then it says, now to him that who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, his Holy Spirit. If God's power is at work, if it's really at work in us to be able to accomplish abundantly more than we could ask or think, then certainly he's able to accomplish what we can ask or think, right? Nothing is too hard for him. Begin to ask God for great things. Begin to believe him. Imagine what his power can do in your midst, what he can accomplish through you and in you. Ask for more and believe for more than you ever have. He is ready to take you on. I don't ever want to be found limiting what God can do, what his power can accomplish in us. What he can accomplish is far more than we could ever think or ask, what we could ever imagine. His power is at work in you as you participate with him and share his glory. His power is enough to complete every good work that he started in you. It's enough to change the world around you. He is so good. So good. We have access to everything that Jesus purchased for us because he has given everything for us. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 32, he who did not spare his own son, shall he not with him freely give us all things? I think the word all there means everything. I think it means all. He wants to give us all things through him. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19, it says, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, by Silvanus, by Timothy, was not yes and no. What we preached was not yes and no, Paul says. What Timothy preached was not yes or no. But in him, it was yes. It was yes. For all the promises of God in him are yes. Did you hear that? All of his promises are yes. And in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ has anointed and anointed us as God. He's the one that did that. He's the one that anointed you. He's the one that established you. And he sealed you and he gave you his Spirit in your heart as a guarantee. You have his Holy Spirit and it's a guarantee from God. I got a guarantee on my refrigerator, but that pales in comparison to the one that God gave me in the Holy Spirit. Right? Just call the warranty company, you'll find out. I'm captivated. I'm really, have you ever been captivated by a verse where it just grabs hold of you and you can't let go of it? I got two or three like that, but this one is one of them. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, it says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm just captivated by that verse. Christ lives in me. I'm not living. He's living in me. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Wow. Once we have been united with Christ in his death, our old life is gone. It's finished. And it's ridiculous to suggest that we could ever go back. Because we have risen to new life. We have brand new life in us. And it's Jesus. It's not we who live at all, but Christ who lives it in us. He is living his life in us. That verse just astounds me. It astounds me that Christ lives in me. Everything is different. Everything is different about me. Because we're different. Everything. Look at these couple verses that express this truth. Colossians 3, 1 through 4 says, "If you then were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." That's when you want to play hide and go seek with the devil, because you're hiding in Jesus. He can't find you there. And when Christ appears, who is our life, you will also appear with him in glory. And then in Ephesians chapter 2, it says, "Even when you were dead in your trespasses, he made you alive together with Christ. For by grace you have been saved." And then the next verse says, "And he raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ." Such a powerful verse. These verses that we're reading, they're true. I'm telling you, they're true. Believe them. Ephesians 3, 17. I want to read the. It's a little bit longer, but I'm going to read it out of the Passion Translation. 3, 17 through 21 of Ephesians. It says, "Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all of its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond." Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God. Wow. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you to accomplish all of this. He didn't say you had to do it. He said he's going to do it. He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, exceed your wildest imagination. He will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ is here today. He's here. I was awakened Saturday morning. And when I woke up, it was like God was speaking. And I was kind of like I was caught in the middle of the conversation. But the first phrase I heard was this, that today is a day of healing. This is a day of healing. Wow. Whatever you have need of for healing, whether it's spiritual or mental or emotional or physical, it might be for your loved one, maybe for a friend. Whatever you need for healing, this is a day of healing. Receive it. Receive it. Just let's just pray for a second. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Just wait on him. Jesus. We give you full liberty. Move among us. Picture Jesus standing in front of you. He is here today for you. Thank him for releasing healing power over you right now. praise him for an accomplished work in your life. You truly are the Lord who heals us. Truly, Lord. By the blood of the Lamb, and in the mighty name of Jesus, we proclaim healing and health and strength, wholeness over every person in this room. Every one of us has something that we want to find healing for ourselves, for our family, for our neighbors. And so, Lord, we proclaim your healing released over every person in this room, every person online listening. We receive what you've accomplished for us. So just take a minute and receive from him. Allow him to minister to your heart. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise for what you've accomplished in us. We thank you, Lord. God's love for us manifests in power. What would love be if there was no power involved? Just words. But God's power is available. We see his love and his nature through his tangible works of power. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He revealed the Father's nature. How did he do that? It was manifested in the deeds that Jesus did. And Jesus said, as the Father sends me, so I send you. The Father sent Jesus to manifest his love and compassion to a dying world. And he sent us to do the same. The Father sent Jesus in power and he sends us in power. Jesus said in the most powerful language that he could use, that those who believe in him would do the same works that he did. In John chapter 14, verse 12, he says, most assuredly, there's verily, verily, or whatever your translation has at the beginning of that verse, this is the most powerful statement I can make. I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. You will see me do even greater works through you, because I go to the Father. Because I'm seated at the right hand of God. And I will display more power than ever before in the world. He said that miraculous signs would follow those who believe, including healing the sick, casting out demons, raising the dead. Jesus gave us the same glory that he received from the Father. What if we stopped thinking in terms of what we will let God do, and instead started asking, what will he let us do? Beholding Jesus in us produces the same works in us as it did in him. We are the body of Christ. Yes, Jesus dwells in me, but I am part of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. I like what Paul said in Romans chapter 15, verse 18 and 19. He said, for I dare not speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me. I'm not going to talk about anything but what Jesus did. In word and deed, to make the Gentiles obedient, in mighty signs and wonders. In mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Jesus. It is a gospel of power. It is a gospel of power. He didn't boast about what was possible in his natural ability. He said, I'm only going to talk about what Jesus does through me. Rather than making excuses for a powerless Christianity, let's believe God's word. Let's challenge him to challenge our own unbelief. But if I'm going to experience a new normal that God wants to bring into the church, a supernatural ability, you have to challenge what I thought was normal. Stop letting my experience be defined by my expectations. Because there's more. There's more that maybe you've experienced this or that or the next thing, but whatever you've experienced, there's more. There's more in God. There's more, and it's available to us, and we can live and walk in it if we just believe him. So, say Jesus is in this house today, and he's here to move in power. He's here to move in love. He's here for you, and he wants to touch you. He wants to change your life. Allow him to do that. Give him the permission that he needs. Say, I'm ready, Lord. Take me. Use me. Fill me. Whatever you want to do, I want to do too. Wherever you're going, I want to go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So this week, allow the Holy Spirit to use you wherever you may be. Lift up your head high. Walk with the joy of the Lord. Be ready when he moves to move with him. Be ready to minister life and health and strength around you. Let Jesus be skin on wherever you go. Amen? Amen. In Habakkuk 3, 2, it says, Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds. Repeat them in our day. in our time, make them known. Amen. Father, we thank you this morning for your goodness over us, for your love. Lord, you so want to move in us. You so want to touch our lives. You so want to use us to minister that life to other people. So we give you permission, Lord. We give you everything we have. We say, move, move, move. Move in us. Move through us. Let your power be displayed. We love you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stand. Face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance upon you, and give you peace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.